All right, I've got Jeff Steyer standing by on the phone with me, I think. Is he there?
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, Jeff. Now,
I'd love to come to that fair.
You would have a great time at the fair, I think. I know you're a city guy. You're raised in the city?
I was raised in New Jersey in the suburbs, but I'm living in the city, in New York City, the nanny state city.
Yes, the nanny state. The nanny state folks in New York would melt down at the Sauk County Fair. Just saying.
Count me in.
I know. He's like, count me in. I mean, large cups of beer, you know, served in open containers. Nobody's there with, like, temperature gauges or anything like that. It's just, yeah. Oh, it's a free-for-all, man. It's a roll the dice, and oddly, nobody gets sick and dies. Anyway, the reason I have Jeff on the program, and by the way, Jeff is a senior fellow with the Consumer Choice Center, is to talk about a story that, of course, got passed around, like these stories always do, Jeff, social media, and promoted as if it's some kind of proof positive that we should not try to encourage the FDA to embrace harm reduction through the promotion of e-cigarettes, or we should encourage people who smoke cigarettes to switch to vaping or to look at different types of harm reduction. The Wall Street Journal article said it doesn't work. It doesn't help people quit smoking. And if you read the headline and didn't read deeper into the article, you had to get to the bottom of the article to realize that there was some balance provided in that article. You would swear that this is just a terrible idea, and so why even bother if you were a smoker?
That's right, Vicki. If you look at the data out of places like the UK, where they have unprecedented reductions in cigarette smoking in just the last few years, where the government has been actively promoting using e-cigarettes to quit smoking for adult smokers. It's a public health campaign by the government of England, and they have strong data backing up the fact that adults are quitting smoking by using e-cigarettes. Now, the e-cigarettes they sell in England, for the most part, are the same as the ones that they sell in the U.S., although the ones in the U.K. have actually limits on the amount of nicotine in them, so some of them are actually not as effective. But imagine the same product, pretty much the same people, you know, maybe there's some differences beyond the accent, but pretty much the same human being. And if you take this study at face value, the one that you talk about from the Wall Street Journal reported out of the Wall Street Journal, you have to wonder, what's the difference? If they're right and e-cigarettes don't help a lot of smokers quit smoking, which isn't true, then what's the difference between the UK and the US? I mean, we're all human. Well, the difference very may well be is the stance taken by our government. In the UK, they've embraced harm reduction, they've embraced vaping, and cigarette smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few years since they started doing that, and they attribute it in part to e-cigarettes. And in the US, they say e-cigarettes aren't working. Well, maybe if the government followed the science, did what they're doing in the UK, and endorsed adults who smoke to try using these products to reduce their risk, if the gum and the patch don't work for them like they don't for a vast majority of the population of smokers, maybe we would do better. And so I take this as a challenge to the FDA. One of the authors of the study that was funded in part by the NIH and the FDA was David Ashley. He's the former director of the Office of Science in the FDA, Center for Tobacco Products. So this is a self-serving study by an anti-e-cigarette activist that got government money to do a study to endorse the Obama administration anti-e-cigarette policy.
Yeah.
That is now being endorsed by the same people who are in the Trump administration.
Here's what makes me mad. A lot of things make me mad. There seems to be now a concerted campaign. You see this in local media. I've probably seen these stories in the local press, and they're almost identical in the in the alarm and the conclusions, juuling. Now we've got a new verb, juuling. We're worried about kids juuling. And because you've got a new technology, an upgraded technology to deliver vaporized nicotine that's even more effective than the original models, at least according to the folks who use them. And of course, you've got all of this alarmism saying, are your kids juuling? Look for, I mean, these are $70 if you're going to get the full package of these things. It's probably not true that kids are juuling a lot. But of course, you want to create the alarm in the minds of parents. And then at the same time this is going on, you've got city councils, like you just saw in Milwaukee, and Dane County Board did this a couple of years ago, and the Madison City Council did this, banning or treating vaping like smoking. Even though it's substantially less risky, even though it's far less harmful for you, and there isn't any risk of secondhand exposure, and that's the kind of environment and the kind of culture we've got in the United States. Again, you go over to England, and a difference in attitude, where doctors and nurses and health professionals and advertisements and, you know, folks like that are saying, "Hey, this is a good idea." And look at what's going on. They're going to improve the health of their citizenry, and we're trying to apparently put our boot on the neck of the health of ours.
That's right. And it's not just alarmism. It's moral outrage. And it puts
moral outrage.
Absolutely. And it puts people like me and people like you in the position of saying, well, that's not happening. And then they say, oh, well, you're in favor of kids vaping? Absolutely not. Kids shouldn't vape. Kids shouldn't use any e-cigarette. Of course, the FDA says kids shouldn't use tobacco products of any kind. E-cigarettes have no tobacco in them, but the FDA has declared them to be tobacco products. So they say, oh, we don't want kids using any tobacco products, even though it's clear that the youth smoking rate has gone down. The whole gateway argument that kids are going to start using e-cigarettes and then start smoking has been thoroughly debunked. It was never true in the first place, but the data is definitely there. It's not happening. And now they're shifting their argument to say, well, kids shouldn't use any tobacco product of any kind, living in the alternative universe, saying that e-cigarettes are tobacco products. So you really can't win with these folks. But all we can do is present the data, present the science. They will be forced eventually to either admit that they were wrong, or we will force them to lose their credibility among the public. It's already starting to happen. And I think we need to have credible public health organizations in this country for the good of the country, and they are undermining the credibility of the public health community, and that's bad for public health. It's certainly not helping reduce smoking rates, and it's not a good thing when it comes to advancing solutions that actually help people. Against their ideology.
I had a listener email me. This is because I've been quite a proponent of this of vaping since I started doing it in 2010. Actually, before I even adopted the practice and switched and quit smoking cigarettes and started vaping. I had a listener email me, and he was facing heart surgery. And his doctor said, my friend, you have to quit smoking or we're not going to perform the heart surgery on you. And so I sent him to Juul. I normally, you know, this isn't my thing. I don't use the Juuls, but I sent him to Juul because I thought, well, this guy's got to quit smoking quickly. You know what, Jeff? He did. And he did it for a long enough time that his test results were showing a much, you know, improvement, so that the doctor said, all right, my friend, we're going to sign you up for that heart surgery. And I asked him how it went. He said, I'm feeling better, if the surgery was a success. And thank you for turning me on to this Juul product, because it really did help me. And it was the reason I was able to get the surgery. My doctor wasn't going to perform it otherwise.
Vicky,
that is a testament to the power of these products.
That is true. And speaking of Juul and speaking of data, the data is quite clear. FDA or NIH, CDC, federally funded data on youth smoking rates have not backed up the claims that there is a so-called epidemic of use among youth of Juul. So in their spin on the science, the federally funded science, everyone was challenging them. Why, you know, you said there was an epidemic, and the data shows that there's not. They actually said, well, kids don't realize that Juul is an e-cigarette because they call it juuling. And since it's not vaping, it's juuling, then when they responded to the federal study, the reason the federal study didn't show there was an epidemic is because we didn't say, are you vaping or juuling? They just said, are you vaping? And the kids said no, because most of them aren't. And when called upon the disparity between the actual data and the political claims they were making, they lied once again and said, well, kids don't know that vaping is juuling.
Because they're too stupid to know that these two words are simultaneously used, right? Because kids are too dumb.
And it's the FDA that's actually lying to all of us by calling e-cigarettes a tobacco product.
You know, all you have to do is take a look at the astonishing successes that have already been documented in the UK and the differences here. And, you know, I swear it's almost like they're trying to find just, you know, a new moral panic, Jeff. It's just a new way. Oh, my gosh. What if we don't have the smoking boogeyman to point to any longer? What if the smoking boogeyman goes away? There are some people who say, well, then I mean, maybe my reason for a job or my federal grant or the reason my group exists will just disappear. You've got to wonder how much of this motivation isn't just from people saying, well, my gosh, if my moral panic goes away, what am I going to do?
That's right. And these groups are often funded by the pharmaceutical companies that sell the ineffective gum in the past, largely ineffective. And those groups are getting funding from the big pharmaceutical companies who don't want there to be competition in the marketplace. And as you know, Vicky, competition solves problems.
So competition is what has produced the incredible expansion of the technology of vaping in the first place that has helped so many more people. The Consumer Choice Center, Jeff Steyer, where can people find the Consumer Choice Center online?
You can find us on consumerchoicecenter.org, where my comments to the FDA's rule on lowering nicotine in combustible cigarettes was just published. It'll be on the FDA website soon, but it's up on consumerchoicecenter.org right now.
Thank you very much, and follow Jeff Steyer online or on Twitter, Jeff A. Steyer, STIER. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Vicky.
Be right back.